Okay, this week's matis mas. Okay, this week's matis mas. We will do this maimer, very famous maimer of the Alter Rebbe in Masi 176 in the Kutta Torah. Okay, it says Eilam Masi Bnei Yisrael. These are the journeys of the Yidden Asher Yotzei Meretz Mitzrayim left Mitzrayim Mitzvayisam. B'yad Moshe v'Aaron. In the hands of Moshe and Aaron. So he says, Lahavim, we need to understand, Lashon Eilam Masi, Lashon Rabim, it says, these are the journeys that the Jews did leaving Egypt. So the Alter Rebbe asks, Ari Meretz Mitzrayim, Horak Yitziyev Nesir Rishayna, Shenosim Ramses L'Sukis. The Chayra, going out of Egypt, took one journey. They were from Mitzrayim to Ramses. Why does the Torah say, these are the journeys, plural, that the Eden went out of Mitzrayim with? Begam lahav emahu biyad Meisha v'Aaron. It says in the pasuk, they went out in the hands of Meisha and Aaron. Begam areksas mesois, because the question is, part of the part of the journeys were after Aaron died. Right? In last week's parsha, we learned Aaron passed away, and then. 3 weeks ago, I mean. So the pearl, it was after Aaron died. So how can you say the journeys were down to Moshe and Aaron? Also, generally, to understand, although 42 journeys, it says, they camped, that the enemies are going to run away. And he said, what was the ultimate purpose of the journeys? The purpose of the journeys was to get into Yarden Yerechai and to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was the ultimate purpose of the journeys. He says, so we need to understand all these journeys. Right? The Torah could have made it short and sweet. Yidden left Mitzrayim and he came to Eretz Yisrael. Why is it relevant, all these 42 journeys? And number one, it's one journey took him out of Egypt. It says all of them, Rav Moshe v'Aaron. Aaron, a lot of the journeys happened after Aaron died. So he says, Hinei, Amidbar Shochu b'Bnei Yisrael, the desert that the Yidden walked through is called Midbar Amim, the desert of the nations. Like it says, Amelich Echab b'Midbar. Hashem took you out in the desert, Nochash Sarav Ha'akrab, snakes and scorpions and all terrible things. Shakol haklipis mekablim chayis min amidbar anal. Okay, Chassidus explains like this. Nachash, Saraf, and Akrov represents all the levels possible of evil. Okay, number one, midbar, bachlau, we learned already in different Maimonides and Makot Torah. Desert is uncultivated, people don't live there, nothing grows. In other words, in a spiritual level, it refers to total klipa, that nothing is going anywhere. Right? It's a desert. It's desolate. Not only that, it's Nochash, Sarav, Ha'akrav. Nochash, snake, represents the first original sin that made all the problems in the world of bringing evil into the world. Sarav and Akrav, Chassidus also explains, is also a level of evil. Sarav comes from the word Sreifa, meaning enthusiasm of evil. And Akrav, the Gemara says that the venom of a snake is hot and the venom of a scorpion, Akrav, is cold. In fact, the two middle letters of Akrav is kar, is cold. In other words, what is Sadaf and Akrav? There's a level of Nachash which represents all of evil. And then you have Sadaf represents the evil of enthusiasm to worldly things, passion to evil, and Akrav represents the coldness to Yiddishkeit. So the whole midbar concept of Nochash, Sarav, Ha'akrav represents total evil. Hine Knesset Yisrael, that's klipas called midbar. The Yidna called Rachel, the Chsev Rachel, Mavako Banel, Rachel Imenu, is crying for over her children, or it's like it says, Kerachel, if Negezeza Neloma, Kikol HaBehemis, Einen Negzuzim, none of the behemoths do you shear, the wolf from only from the rechedim, from the lambs. Not only that, the sheep, when it gets sheared, is that word? Shorn, sheared, whatever. It allows it to be it's sheared.
It gets a haircut.
It gets a haircut, it allows it. It doesn't, they said, be'ita means it doesn't kick, it doesn't make problems with it. But inyan, what does this mean? It says like this. It says, Malchus Ebekal Mashallah, that Ayabishter's kingdom is controlling everything, Shafil Luchitzenim, even the external levels of evil, Mekabim Chayusim Ebrinus Malchus, also gets the existence from Hashem. We learned countless times already, even evil must exist from Hashem. Evil has to exist from Hashem. What's the difference between evil and Kedusha? So the answer is Kedusha, which is bottled to Hashem, gets an open felt pnimius dechayis from Hashem. Evil also has to exist from Hashem, but it's like the expression is he throws it over the shoulder. He sustains it, but he doesn't want to sustain it in a like face to face where you smile. It's like I have no choice, so I'll throw it over my shoulder. He says, evil nourishes itself from sight, from the level of hair. Hair, by the way, and nails, both represent evil. That's why did the Eibishter make? The Eibishter didn't make that the fingers keep growing, you chop off the fingers. The only parts of the body that we cut are nails and hair. Right? The Eibishter could have made that just like the nails get to a certain thing and they stay that way, right? They used to make cut nails and cut the hair. He could have made the hair, you know, then it would say baldness also, probably. Why didn't David just make it that way? So Chassidus explains, because nails and hair both symbolize evil. What does nails symbolize? By the way, that's why when you cut your nails and you cut take a haircut, you have to wash the negelvasser. Why? Because there's a ruach ra. There's an evil spirit that comes from cutting nails and cutting hair. Now, what's the union of hair? Hair is, when you cut the hair, it doesn't hurt. If you pull the hair, it hurts. When you cut the hair, it doesn't hurt. Why? The hair is growing from the brain, from the head, from the mayach. But the point is, it's such a limited chayis that's coming from the head that when you cut it, it doesn't hurt. If you pull it, it hurts. Same thing when you cut your nails, it also doesn't hurt. Because the nails is getting what's called the chassidus, kista dechiyusa, a very minimal amount of life coming from the body. Therefore, when you cut it, it doesn't hurt. Klipa, because it's not a keli for kedusha, it's not bottled to kedusha, so therefore, klipa gets the chayis from Hashem, but extremely, extremely limited.
It comes from Maki, not limited.
Because there's not a keli for it. Chayis of Sidus is not coming from Makkah, by the way. Evil comes from Makkah.
Yes.
Okay, what does Makkah mean? Over the shoulder. It doesn't come from a pneumius. It doesn't come face to face. Throwing it over the shoulder is also a form of Makkah. Because you're not a Keli to it, and therefore I'm not looking at you.
It's all over. It could be.
Yeah. You get it anyway, even though you don't deserve it. Because Klipa doesn't need a keli, right? Like you said. Okay, so he says like this. The kenira b'chush. I'm sorry. Ukamei l'mashu shasaitis in b'chinas chitzenis. Here is an external level. Veina mohos v'atzmos. It's not from the essence of the person. Kenira b'chush, like we see clearly. She'en shumar gosh is koiv. M'gziz v'chatichas shasaitis. You don't. That doesn't hurt when you cut your hair. Rakshini kosim miatzmi is the nourishment comes from the essence. The same thing, all external levels. The definition of external is it's not getting from the pnimius. That's why it's external. They're not mekabel chayusim mepnimius midas malchusi is barik kim mepchinas sight. See, he says like this. The pasuk says, "Malchus Eibarkol Mashallah." Everything in the world comes to Malchus. Malchus is the speech that the Eibishter created the world with, right? So everything exists for Malchus. Even evil exists for Malchus. The difference is, evil gets Malchus through the level of hair, meaning very, very limited. very minute amount. And Kedusha gets him the premius. And not only that, he says, even that evil gets from the hair after it's cut already, which is even less chayas than when it's still connected to the head. Then Nalam is silent. Like it says, Nalam to the mere Shebchin is Adibur. Sheba Asar and Maimaris. What does it mean that this level is called Nalamti, which is silent? Elaine means a mute person. It means that the Dibur of the Asar and Maimaris is a level of Shtika Vidumiya, is a level of silence, meaning Shein mekablam chayis mayasar and maimaris atzmam, that they don't even get. What do you mean it's silent? Everything is created from speech. Evil is getting its nourishment from Kedusha, the way Hashem's dibur becomes silent. Ki emay de levushim v'sayis amastim abchinas adibur. Okay? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says like this. Klipa, basically, is a level of midbar. That's the level of Nochosh, Sarav, Akrov. Yes, they get Chayis from Kedusha, but they get a very, very limited, minute, Chitzeini is the external level of Chayis from Kedusha. Okay? Now, the Jews, before going to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to go through the Midbar. That was a process, by the way. The real reason why the Jews ended up in the Midbar 40 years, because they had to elevate the Midbar for 40 years before going into Eretz Yisrael. Now, if Lepoel, they didn't sin and despise and everything else, so they would have elevated the whole world quicker, and they would have elevated the Midbar instantaneously, and they would have gotten into Eretz Yisrael. But, as we know, the Eibishter wants the Avei the Birurim, Hashem wants Golos, Hashem wants the Chetei Tadas, like we learned, right? Who knows how many times. So the Eibishter wants that the Eden should go through the Midbar. Why? The 42 journeys, and he's going to explain what the number 42 is. The 42 journeys are the Jews, he's going to say now, Jews elevating that level of Klipa of the Midbar. In order to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Eden, just like, very simply put, in order for Mashiach to come, we need this long 2,000-year galus. Without the 2,000-year galus, Mashiach can't come. What's the Aveda? Is the Aveda of the Midbar, working in galus, in Klipa.
Elevate us. And we're the ones that caused the
Klipa. By us elevating the world, we elevate the Klipa. What?
If the evil is restricted, the bracha and the ashpa is... How come it's lasting so long? Many years they
had
it.
Yeah, it can live very long. Why not?
If it's restricted, if it's nothing, it's...
If it doesn't need a keli, doesn't matter. Kelis get weaker. You know, older people get weaker. Not that the neshama, God forbid, changes. Neshama doesn't get old. Yeah, why are older people, generally speaking, let's leave it at that, the whole body is weaker because the vitality, the lachluchis, literally, the moisture of the body, the vitality of the body is drying up, so the keli is not there. What did you want?
I just wanted to know what does it mean that Hashem's...
What?
Hashem's speech becomes
Hashem, in other words, when Hashem gives chayis to the world through speech, but evil also exists from speech. But it's not open speech, it's the way speech becomes silenced. That means a very limited amount of chayis. Sine, kol amembeis masois. All the 42 journeys, like we say in Vayibin Tzayv, Yenusa Mesanav Miponav, it should get rid of the evil. That evil shouldn't have any nourishment from Kedusha. But I know, how did that happen? By the Eden traveling, who are created in the image and form of Hashem. Like it says, let's make a man in our image. Control the fish. That the Eden are called Atem. The Eden are called Adam. So when it says Adam was created Hashem created the man in the image of God, that refers to a Yid. Therefore, everything in the world is dependent on us. Jews make it or break it in the world. Goyim don't make it or break it. Goyim are Goyim. They are what they are. They don't make a difference if there's more godliness in the world, less godliness in the world. They have absolutely nothing to do with that. The only ones that have the ability to make it or be godliness in the world or break godliness in the world is the Jew.
I don't get it.
No, you don't have to get it.
No, it's the Jew has a case. He does Mitzvah, he does Torah, he does all of these things that he's supposed to do, but his keli is getting weaker.
The body's the Jew's keli is getting stronger.
The body is getting weaker.
The body, but the general aveid of the Jew is getting stronger. More mitzvahs.
But they don't do anything. They don't do anything. It comes from my kids. And it slides their thing because they don't have a keli. They got it all.
So in other words, you tell me, la'avdil. A little bug, yeah, doesn't impact creation. You know, whether the bug is alive or dead, or whether he puts on tefillin or not, doesn't make any more kedusha in the world. Goyim's role, the bugs have their purpose, inanimate, plant, animal. The role of Goyim, we went to many times, is to civilize the world. But they don't bring kedusha to the world. They just civilize the world. That's what their aveid is. We are running the business.
What do they affect when they do the seven Noah
mitzvahs? They civilize the world. That's all.
Do they get mitzvahs?
Yes, seven mitzvahs ben inach. But it's interesting. The Rambam writes. But Nilchus Tshuva and Nilchus Melach. The Rambam writes that a guy who does the seven mitzvahs, is called Chassidei Umas Ha'Elam. The Rambam writes clearly, when is a guy called Chassidei Umas Ha'Elam? When he keeps his seven mitzvahs, because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai that a guy has to keep seven mitzvahs. If a guy keeps the seven mitzvahs because, you know, he wants to be a moral human being, the Rambam said it's not Chassidei Umas Ha'Elam.
And Olam Haba doesn't mean they get Chias and
Esau. No, they get Olam Haba. Chassidei Umas Ha'Elam, the Rambam writes, Yesh Tom Chelek Olam Haba. They get Olam Haba. Not the Yiddish Gan Eden. Yeah, not Chias and Esau.
Some type of Gan Eden.
Forget, in the Alter Rebbe, in Tanya, it's all Machlekes in the Poskim. But in Tanya, because the question is says about Chis and Mason, Naben Meyashana Yomus, that somebody's going to die at 100 years old. But if there's no death, how could it be? So the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, very like in one line, he said that refers to the Goyim.
So they get Chis and Mason first?
No, they don't get Chis and Mason. In the time of Chis and Mason, Goyim are going to live and die. And when it says the passage that they die at 100 years old, refers to the Goyim, the Eden are not going to die. Well, after Tchis HaMesim, I don't know, because
at the time of Shem, there's not going to be any Goyim?
There will.
Yeah.
But the ones who are
Who's
going to
clean our
shirt?
The ones who
The Chinese.
A child every day when the Shiach comes? The first
no, it doesn't say. When it says, Isha Teilid B'chol Yom, that a woman's going to have a baby every day, Chazal say, that's not, it doesn't mean that she'll have a baby every day. It means the day she conceives, she will give birth. B'chol yom teled doesn't mean. I know we're picking up this one. It says clearly, definition isha teled b'chol yom means by tchis ha-mesim, it's going to be like there was kedem achet. The first day Chava was created, she gave birth to Cain and Hevel. The first day she was created, well, according to most opinions, yeah? That means she conceived and gave birth to the same day.
Twice.
Now, Eitz Hadas, no, it's more because she had twins and with Hevel was a twin. Okay, but it doesn't matter. But the point is, after Chet Eitz Hadas, that's when the curse that she's going to have a difficult pregnancy. That's when pregnancy happened 9 months. And for a snake, 7 years because of his role in Chet Eitz Hadas.
Yeah, we get rid of
Kosher. So, right, after Chet Eitz Hadas, when you undo Chet Eitz Hadas, so the day a woman conceived, she'll give birth.
That's what she conceives any day.
No.
It's going to be Nidah when she
comes. It depends. It'll be Ruach HaTorah. That's a whole discussion.
I was listening to one of your shiur about
Mashiach. What? Correct.
That's
what Chazal say. Now, I don't say anything.
Accelerated. Quick.
No, there is no process.
Hashem can do anything.
Oh, yeah? That was brilliant. If I came just to hear that, Dayenu. I understand. Just think very logically. At the beginning of creation, Chava gave birth the same day she was created. Yeah? Now that we Chet Eitz Hadas, the Pasuk says, Be'etzev tel dibonim, right? They can have torture. There's going to be 9 months of pregnancy. So if you undo the Chet Eitz Hadas, a woman's going to give birth the same day. Not every day she'll have a baby. The Shaila, well, the laws of Nida, that Rebbe alludes to it in Tanya. But there's the laws of Nida apply to Ruach HaTum Avim in audits. When? Yeah, at the beginning, not. Okay. So he said, Vahaino.
Google says pregnancy of a snake is 28 to 45 days.
I know. In Torah it says 7 years. What does it mean? I don't know. But that's what Rashi brings out in Chumash from the Gemara. Okay.
It's very different.
A month and a half to 7 years is a little bit of a difference, yes. But the Gemara says, and Rashi brings it down, Ibure shel nachash shiva shanim. Pregnancy of a snake. Now, what snake? Which snake? I don't know.
But it says gestation for snakes 7 years.
Rabbi says there were
7 years?
7 years. Gestation.
What does gestation mean?
Incubation time for snakes.
What does gestation mean?
Rabbi says there were.
What does gestation mean?
Rabbi says there
were. One second.
I don't know.
That's pregnancy. The pregnancy.
But then it says the average incubation time for snakes.
Incubation is one thing, and gestation is something else. Oh, for once, Google got it right. Okay, yeah, so, for once.
Yeah. Right.
Woman, you're not a snake. Behind all day, Nasiyas b'nei Yisrael dafka. Dafka is through the journeys of the Noah creating the image. Like it says, it says, the Jew was created in the tselem, in the image of God, and in the form of God. What are these two levels? He says, Yichud, in love, Yichud, tata. The higher level of Yichud, because we're creating the image of Hashem. So you can have the higher image of Hashem, the higher level of Yichud, and the lower level of Yichud. Museinu, Bechinus, Yichud, tata. Museinu is the lower level, Shebchinus, Dmus, Umara. Shed Nidma, Yichud, tata means, Nidma means it appears. The word nidma in Hebrew means nidma, like it appears to him. Dmuseinu is the word nidma, which means, Yuchudet Tata means, there's a world, but the world is bottle. Yeah. But it means, there is a world, but the world is bottle. Now that's really an illusion, because really, in Yuchudet law, there is no world. So when it says, Tzameinu represents the higher level of Yuchudet. Only a locus. Dmuseinu means it appears that there's a vision of a world. That level is the level Yichud Tata. There's a world, but the world is bottle.
Wow, yeah. I can do anything for you.
You could?
Yeah.
How about you? Can you do anything?
Like what?
I don't know, behave?
Of course.
Okay. I'm your next